It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look. She's in the studio with us on another Friday. Welcome back.
I have missed you all so very much.
Yeah, we've been in Florida. Oh, sunny Florida.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. So my brother has two condos in Florida, Marco Island. I don't know why he thinks I like to shop. But I do. And we met up with my sister, Barb, from Eugene, Oregon. So it was a family affair. It was just so much fun. I kind of picked up a little cough before I left, but I said to my brother, oh, I have a cough. He goes, do you feel really sick? I said, no. He goes, then you're good. So he worked me, but we had fun. It was beautiful. We got to go to the beach. I got to help him redo two of his condos with some artwork and,
nice.
You know, just different things that maybe a woman likes to pick out. He's got great ideas, but he likes mine too, I guess.
All right. So you're a decorator too,
oh,
huh?
Oh, God, I love decorating. Oofta. Oofta, oofta.
Hey, you brought the snow back with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. And then I want to say another thing. So then I was the world traveler to the cities for our Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Says, here's the song I want you to play today. We are the champions, my friends. I can't sing one.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So that was just more than exciting. My hubby and I went up there, stayed at a hotel, participated in lots of different things, got to know how to use the Lyft app to take us down there. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. No parking for us.
Yep.
And
nice.
It was just very enjoyable, very much. If you weren't a Dawson Boyd fan and you were at the barn, you turned into one.
You did.
I had to sit up kind of in nosebleed seats because of my knees. Yep. I couldn't stay bent like that, so I went to the bleacher part. Yep. And there were so many people that ended up coming by me. And they're, I don't know them from wherever. I don't know them.
But they had blackjack apparel.
And, you know, maybe some did, some didn't. But they're all cheering for Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
Yep. It was fun, wasn't it, Monica?
It was wonderful.
Did you see me? We didn't see each other, but did you see me?
I didn't see you. I was looking all over for you, and, you know, I didn't go too much. I was just thinking, oh, where's Paul? Where's Paul? And here he's probably not very far from me, but it was just, I didn't see
him. There was literally thousands of Dawson Boyd fans. Congratulations, yeah. Coach Larson.
Oh, yes, and the whole team, and just the camaraderie. Our hotel was dang near the whole town of Dawson. Even the lady that checked in said, my gosh, there's a lot of Bothans here. And there's a lot of Dawson. She goes, our hotel is basically Dawson, she said. Yeah. And it seems like there's a lot of Bothans. I'm like, yep, that's our family.
There you go.
We come in herds.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. And let's start off the show with what's Monica wearing.
Oh,
because it's
time
amazing.
To settle down. So I'm trying to show a little bit of spring, woo-hoo, how you can put a little bit of color with something that you already have for winter, like a vest.
Yep.
And then I had to Paul Raymond with my shoe.
First thing I noticed when you walked in was your shoes. It's amazing.
Yep.
Oh. So describe it.
So these are the best shoes for anybody that's got foot problems or had knees done or whatever. They're called Oofas. And the company is wonderful. I've gotten a few here and there. They want to open me up for account, but the deal was is they couldn't keep up from COVID.
Oh.
I'll revisit them, but they've been really good to me. I've gotten some things here and there, but I swear to God, the shoe, yes, it's not everybody's going to wear a hot pink camouflage, but if you're me and you see, I have a black pair like this, and then I could get this pair. Oh,
it's a hot,
they're just comfortable.
What I like, it really popped. When you walked in the studio here, I go, wow, look at your shoe. They're bright pink. What
camouflage.
Camouflage pink.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And the joy.
You get noticed, you wear them.
Yeah, sorry about that. And I'm not wearing them to get noticed. I just love them. And the thing of it is with
these,
I wore them my trip, black ones. And you can go anywhere and walk with them, and they wipe off. So at the end of the day, I was trying to show my brother how filthy they were from like sand or whatever, because I have a sandal one too. And he's like, oh my God, you just put them in the sink and clean them all up and they're just like new to go out for dinner. You know, it's when you get nice stuff, it's just really fun to be comfortable.
Yeah. Well, your bright pink shoes match your bright pink shirt.
You know, I just wanted to paint it, and I don't talk to everybody about, and I don't get this done enough, is I wanted to talk about denim.
Ooh, you brought denim in.
Yep, and I said that last night. I said it's all about denim, so I had some people reaching out to me, and listen very carefully when I tell you that for denim, there is so many different fits and styles, and there is a fit for everybody out there, and I'm really going to try hard when I get back to Dawson today to stay focused on one room and just keep it all denim.
Oh, nice.
So people don't can see it all that I have to offer.
A denim room. That's a great idea.
Denim room, right? For right now, yes, we want springy things, and this feels great today, color. But I threw a vest because this was my coat. But denim is, it's a great time to focus on denim right now.
Yep. So a pink shirt, a pink sweatshirt-like with a vest on.
Yep. And then these, since I didn't really want to lift up my legs so high because maybe I might, you know,
don't
pull
hurt yourself.
Something.
Yep.
This is what Monica's wearing today. And I did a picture on Facebook. It is blue washed out denim.
Nice.
With the raw edge.
Kind of ripped up edge.
It's raw.
Raw. That's
and it's
what
not ripped. It's just
ripped.
A raw.
Oh, raw. Okay.
And the, this jean is so darn cute, but there's just a little bit of distress there.
Distress.
A little bit of distress there. So not a lot for people to even notice, but they're comfy and they stretch.
Oh, they look at them stretch.
And you can still eat Easter dinner. So what I love about these, you can wash them, you can dry them. They might feel a little tight, and then they loosen up, but not too much.
Yep.
And these are just awesome. These are. This has probably been on my Facebook page because I felt a little guilty having so much time off, but yet I wanted to support the Blackjacks. You'd have been so surprised how many people were looking at my page when I was at the barn because I was putting pictures on in between the games.
Yep.
And this one lady was so excited that, oh, I'm glad you're closed for a few days so I can get to your store.
Oh, nice.
And be able to look at everything. And then I had three people come up to me. You'll get a kick out of this. On Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you do Fashionista Fridays? Why couldn't you have just done it with Paul here? And I'm like, whoa there, slow down. You know, I couldn't have got there that early for number one.
She wanted to do Fashionista Friday from the barn?
Yeah, I should have done it there.
We could have come
you know,
up.
We missed you, Monica. We missed, and I thought, oh, how can you miss the voice? I mean, really? But it's so cute how you get listeners and they get used to it. So I thought, here's for you listeners that missed us. It's good to know we're missed.
That would have been fun to do Fashionista Friday from the barn.
Yeah, it could have been.
I was on the upper deck, first row.
But you know what? I was the halftime sponsor. That was good.
We appreciate you being a sponsor.
Oh, I
all
love
year,
being a sponsor.
All year long here on
I love it. Love
right,
it, love it.
Let's
okay,
go,
we got to talk.
Yep.
So we talked about this, Gene, and the sizes are like, I think, what do I have left? 29 through 34 left in... I just got these in, so I've unpacked these. These are amazing. So if you haven't gotten a pair, you need them. And then this short. I know I'm old, but I love these shorts on.
Yep.
Even my figure, because I love denim. I love shorts.
Yep.
And they're not too short.
No, they're not too short. They're just perfect.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah, they're very
Look
cute.
At the back.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, hi.
And we got, yeah, that's... You got all different sizes of shorts?
Yep.
Okay.
We have small through 3-1 because okay. I knew that was such a great show short.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then we've gotten jeans in from Judy Blue.
Some
what
nice blue?
Dark blue. Roll
nice,
up.
Nice.
Oh, we had a little visitor.
Yeah, we had a little dog in here.
Little just looked like Beethoven. I'm sitting in there, woohoo!
A large dog.
Lucky he was on a leash.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be, I guess if people can come shopping today, this will go right away. It's a high waist, dark denim, no imperfections at all.
Yep.
So I would call this the school teacher jean
okay.
or the banker jean
yep.
that they don't want to have any holes.
Okay.
This is too cute.
It
and
is.
These will go right away.
Lots of jeans here today.
Lots of jeans. Got to have the right jean. Okay, and this jean is a new in for spring also. It's the mid-rise jegging. We haven't had jeggings for a while.
What's that mean? What?
Jegging. Oh. So there was skinny, and then there was a jegging for a while.
A jegging.
It pretty much, to me, it fits like a legging.
Oh, okay.
And I absolutely love them.
Okay. A jegging. I never heard of that.
High-rise jegging.
High-rise. Goes over the hip.
High-rise. Goes mid-rise. Mid-rise.
Goes over the hip.
Mid-rise. And it's a pull-on. Mid-rise jegging.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Just awesome. And it's dark denim. And I have some in black, too.
Okay.
So this way, if I put all my denim in one room, I can keep track of sock sizes because, like no one else, I fill in.
Yep.
Do you know what fill-ins are?
Nope. What's fill-in?
Okay. If there's a certain jean that's hotter than a pistol and I sold out of this side, I can call in and reorder those sizes.
Oh.
For some of them.
Nice.
Some of them I can do that.
Okay.
And then
now we're going to get into the colorful stuff here.
Oh, yeah. For colorful things to go with the denim. Now, this little vest I got in, you could wear it for golf.
What color is that?
Navy.
Navy, but I mean the other colors.
Okay.
It was a stripe?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have turquoise, blue, navy, sherbert. Ooh, doesn't that sound
sherbert.
Good?
Sherbert, yeah.
Yeah. This is too cute, and that goes back with all the jeans. And then I had to throw in this little navy vest you could wear for golf or a transition if you're a vest lover, you can wear for spring.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then beautiful spring coat that you could even wear today. This quilted and it's dark navy. I reordered more because it was a hot item.
And then you put a red shirt
on it. I thought
it
would pop.
It pops.
And
bright,
I have
bright
it,
red.
I have it cream and navy and I just love it. It's quilted. And what's great about this one... If it's too long in the arms, well, I'd like to do it anyway.
Just cuff
it.
Cuff them up.
Cuff them up. And you have more character.
Oh, that adds a lot of character to that coat when you cuff it.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Next, we didn't forget about Easter. And you're going on a little weekend getaway. I just got these in. They're parachute material. For a little overnight bag.
I bet you can get a lot of stuff in that bag.
Oh, my God, you could? Just think how much you could roll in that bag.
Yeah. How did you do packing when you went to Florida?
I had everything in a backpack.
That's it?
My friends couldn't believe me.
No big suitcase?
Nope, my friends could not believe me.
Wow.
The only thing that I didn't bring, which I got so excited because it was storming when my brother picked me up, is a hooded sweatshirt. Instead, I put something colorful under my vest, my travel vest.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm going to Florida. I got to look a little colorful. And I didn't bring my hoodie with.
Ooh. Okay.
But my brother's hoodie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because he thought I shouldn't freeze at night.
Couple more items here.
Yes. Now, this one, some of you might have got this in the cream color.
Another pair of jeans.
Yeah, but look at this waist. Look what they did in the inside. It's just so comfortable and stretchy on the tummy.
You got to get close to the mic there, Monica. You okay? Yeah, look at that. Stretch.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's crop.
It's what?
It's a crop jean, and it's raw edge. These are the hotter than the pistol jeans, and I have them in light gray. That real pretty.
About the thing you got hanging up behind you there.
Oh,
we got
Easter
1 minute.
Easter reversible dress.
Easter reversible dress.
Doesn't it remind you of Easter?
Oh, yeah. There's an Easter dress right there. Everyone needs an Easter dress, right?
Yes, and then a little short sleeve denim to go over.
Okay.
And then guess what? After you wear it for Sunday, that Easter dress, then you take it off,
reverse it.
There you go. And you have your Monday travel dress.
Oh, look at that. Man, it's amazing what you can do with clothing.
People,
Monica.
I tell you, there has not been anybody that has been disappointed with my travel dresses.
All right. Where are you? Are you open today?
Yes. God willing, I get back.
Okay. You're open today? What time?
Okay. Today is Friday. I'm open 10 to 6. Today, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. Have a dark chocolate sea salt. And come and make sure that I've gotten the denim room done today.
All right. I can't wait to see the denim room.
Yes. Thank you so much. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. Please come and see me and shop for Easter.
All right. Thank you. You're on Chestnut Street.
On Chestnut Street, kitty corner from the school.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.